Welcome to Antiviral, where we share tight prose and slack lines. I'm Alia Howe, founder of The Poetry Market and co-creator of Poets on Purpose, a monthly gathering focusing on generating new poems, sharing new works to be aired at KDNK's Poetry Slams. I've been curating poetry events for the last 5 years up and down the valley, and we are waiting for the go-ahead from KDNK to present a live poetry program. Until then, here are some tight prose and slack lines. On Antiviral this week, we have poets from all over the globe. Starting at home, we have Callum Jenkins, who since high school has been turning up at workshops I've hosted. And he, in turn, has turned my ears with his insightful perspectives. Also from the Valley, Renee Prince shares a favourite poem. Renee is the amplifier and creative force behind Voices, a massively creative nonprofit in the Valley fostering multiple ways for youth to adults to be heard and seen through the arts. Kyle McHale, based in the UK, is going to talk about the weather because that is what the British do, and I'll share a poem about the weather too. We will close with a poem I requested from Uche Ogbuji from Mountain Fair last summer, and I also requested for him to share some insights from life in Nigeria during these times. I hope you enjoy this week's segment of Antiviral. Thank you for listening.
Hi, my name is Callum Jenkins. I currently live in Newcastle, Colorado. This song is called Central Park, and if you would like to hear it or any of my other songs, you can find me on any major music streaming platform under the name Callum Jenkins. Thank you, and please enjoy.
And I don't know how you feel when I cross your mind. I just hope that you know that you cross mine all the time. And your eyes shine so brightly like a thousand suns, all bursting in air as we watch from the ground. And I remember that your favorite color is the color of autumn, watching the leaves turn from green to red to yellow. That's something I've never forgotten. I was laying in the dark, listening to your breath, knowing I would be fine as long as you're by my side. And I was watching the clock, waiting for you to get home, hoping you'd get here soon, not wanting to be alone. And I was standing in the doorway, watching you put your makeup on, telling you you're beautiful just the way you are. And we were sitting in Central Park, staring at the stars, hope one day to join them in the constellation of our hearts. And I remember walking you home, took all the back roads, down every alley, down every alley. We were kissing on the front porch under the moonlight. Was it your bright light in your eyes and the shining for me? Yeah, the shining for me. And I don't know how you feel when I cross your mind. Does it happen often, just from time to time? You can tell me the truth, can't hurt that bad. That it's worst, I might get a little sad. I don't know how you feel when I cross your mind. Does it make you real? take everything for fine. Do I cross your mind?
Hi, my name is Renee Prince. I live in Basalt, Colorado, and I don't write poetry very often. But I read a lot of poetry, and I'd like to share one of my favorite poems with you. It's called Famous by Naomi Shihab Nye. The river is famous to the fish. The loud voice is famous to silence, which knew it would inherit the earth before anybody said so. The cat sleeping on the fence is famous to the birds watching him from the birdhouse. The tear is famous, briefly, to the cheek. The idea you carry close to your bosom is famous to your bosom. And the boot is famous to the earth, more famous than the dress shoe, which is famous only to floors. The bent photograph is famous to the one who carries it, and not at all famous to the one who is pictured. I want to be famous to shuffling men who smile while crossing streets, sticky children in grocery lines, famous as the one who smiled back. I want to be famous in the way a pulley is famous, or a buttonhole, not because it did anything spectacular, but because it never forgot what it could do. Thanks so much.
Hi, I'm Kyle McHale. I'm from Maryland, but currently reside in the UK. Hope everyone is staying safe out there. This poem is called This Rain. This slow, soaking rain reminds me of how much time has passed since I last walked with it. I live best in the pattering of rain off a coat's hood, off the surfaces that play their notes, the flat stone, the piece of wood, the glass panel. As a boy, staying up late, sitting in an open windowsill, immersed in summer thunderstorms, wondering what it all could, should, and would be like. I knew the detail was out there somewhere, and one day I might find it. Disturbed in sleep now, wondering the same things. I seem to walk when others do not, and where others do not. This rain helped raise me. It keeps a subtle wildness. It keeps reminders and hopes. It forces the present. It keeps reminders and hopes. It soaks. It soaks.
And after the rain came the sun. A poem by Hafiz. The sun never says, even after all this time, the sun never says to the earth, you owe me. Look, what happens with a love like that? It lights the whole sky.
I'm Uche Obuji, and I bid you, Ndewo, Kedu, Olia, Ekaro, Sanu, Mesierere, Apagwa. Why am I greeting you in all these Nigerian languages? Well, it so happens earlier this week, Alia Howe and I were messaging and she asked, how are things right now in my native Nigeria with the COVID crisis? She thought others might be interested in what I had to say. The situation is complex as you'd imagine in such a huge country. I have relatives in Calabar, in Abuja, Lagos, Owerri, elsewhere. I made a few calls as soon as it became clear that this was becoming a global crisis. Nigeria instituted a federal lockdown around the same time the US did, and some states are starting to emerge from that. Some of us think maybe a bit prematurely. We've had 6,000 cases, around 200 deaths. By some measures, that's relatively kind, but of course, every death is a tragedy, and of course, who knows if it will hold. But it is worth noting that some of the alarm bells I've heard ringing about the effects of COVID in Africa are based on suspect stereotypes. We've had to deal with some terrible, terrible epidemics in West Africa. Ebola in 2013 devastated Liberia and neighbors. The vigilant work by doctors at Nigerian ports of entry kept cases nationwide to 8, 4 fatalities, and this is a 70% mortality disease with Ebola. One of the most accomplished virology labs in the world is in Dakar, Senegal. And, you know, it just emphasizes the fact that public health, hopefully, this is a wake-up call for everyone about how public health is cheap, therapeutic medicine is expensive, and it's important for us to band together as communities to mind the health in a holistic way. Alia informed me that Mountain Fair has been canceled, which is a shame, but inevitable and, of course, for the best. She asked if I would share my performance from last year's Mountain Fair, which was captured by the crew here at KDNK. Here is a salute to the First Nations.
Native Americans, Indigenous people, our First Nations, haven't we heard of Creek, Sioux? Haven't we heard of Shoshone? Haven't we heard of Apache? Let's think about those names for a minute. Aren't those Cowboys and Indian movie names? Aren't those the names that we threw into deceitful land seizure treaties? Let us take those names out of our mouths for a moment and pay attention. See what peace might sprout amongst us. This is a salute to the First Nations, from the latest African immigrant to the land that mothered you, till a newfangled land government othered you. We see the great people who are elders to us all, but we shall respect their names, we shall respect their tongues, their proper names, like this: Dine, Inde, Newe, Winnick, Salish, Hopi, Aashiwi, Pikuni, Lakota, Dakota, Nakota, Tatsen, Teini, Kohogwe, Banakuk, Nunchiu, Hinonameno, Tatietisa, Absolususa, Katunaksa, Kulispe, Shitsuumt, Sekenedene, Niititapi, Sixikawa. There are even more like this: Nimi, Numa, Sulix, Maya, Nahua, Benza, Mefa, Sotsil, Niemi, Wailep, Weha, Nehia, Nehusabi, Hashuta, Enema, Nato, Raramuri, Winikatel, Tachihuin, Nahu, Ayaukajae, Sajujmi, Kutsipwiti, Kalakaten, again, Dine, Inde, Newe, Winik, Salish, Hopi, Aashui, Pikuni, Lakota, Dakota, Nakota, Tatsen, Teini, Kohogwe, Banakuk, Nunchiu, Hinononeno, Tete Etasas, Absoloksa, Ketunaksa, Kulispe, Shitsuums, Sekenedene, Niititapi, Sixikawa. There can be enough room for our many in this great land, but we must earn our space by being ready to stand with Indigenous genius, where the bald eagle calls, interceding to heed the people who are elders to us all. Respect their tongues, respect their proper names, like this: Nimi, Puwailaptunehi, Anu, Savihashuta, Unem, Enema, Nato, Raramuri, Winikatel, Tachiwiin, Nyahu, Ayaukaja'e, Tajujmi, Kutipwiti, Tilokotin. This is a salute to the First Nations from a center here in Colorado, up north through Chill Country to the Arctic Circle, Nunavut, out east to the great plains, to the nations of first contact with Europe, Wampanoag. Down south, through Mestizo country, to present-day Guatemala, Raramuri, and let's not forget the great nations of the Pacific. We see you, elders. It's taken too damn long, but we see you. Peace!
Carbondale Mountain Fair on KDNK.
Thank you for listening to Antiviral. If you would like to air a poem, please email it to me, Alia Howe, AlyaHowe, @me.com, or Lucas, Lucas, @kdnk.org, and title your email Antiviral. At the beginning of your recording, tell us your name, where you live, anything you want us to know about you, your poem, then pause, prep for your poem, and breathe. When you're ready, read. Thank you for listening to Antiviral. Until next time, let tight prose and slack lines be catching.